Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
So I had a moment last week that really bothered me. I was reviewing pipeline with one of my SEs. Strong performer, been with me almost 2 years. I asked about a deal she's been working on for 6 weeks. She said, "It's going well. Demo went great. They loved it." I said, "Cool. Why are they going to buy?" And she just stared at me.
Couldn't answer it.
She could tell me the product fit. She could tell me the stakeholders she'd met. She could tell me the demo feedback was positive. But why will this company actually write a check? She had nothing concrete. And that scared me because she's one of my best.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, the one question that tells you more about a deal than a 30-minute pipeline review.
Okay, I have to admit, my managers do pipeline reviews in their one-ones, and I've always pushed them to go deeper. But I've never distilled it down to a single question like that. Walk me through how you use this.
So in the deal deep dive section of the 1-1, 15 minutes, one deal, like we talked about, I stop doing the standard give me the update approach. Instead, I pick the riskiest or most strategic deal and I open with that one question. Why is this customer going to spend money with us?
And what makes that better than just asking for a deal update?
Because a deal update tells you what happened. We did a demo. They asked for a proposal. The next meeting is Tuesday. None of that tells you whether this deal is real. Why will they spend money forces the SE to think about the customer's problem, their urgency, their budget reality, the stuff that actually determines whether it closes.
That's actually quite elegant. Because if they can answer it clearly, you know the deal is solid. And if they can't,
you've found the gap without it feeling like an interrogation. It's a coaching question, not a gotcha.
I'm imagining one of my SE directors using this with their team. The SE says, "Well, they liked our integration story, and the champion is pushing for it internally." And then the follow-up is,
you pull the thread. What's the core problem this integration solves for them? Not for us, for them. Who does that problem affect? What is it costing the business? Walk me through the pain chain.
And then, have you met the economic buyer? Not the champion, the person who signs off on the budget.
Exactly. And one I always ask, what has the customer explicitly said they need to see to move forward? Not what we assume, not what's in our sales playbook. What did they actually say in their words?
You know, at enterprise scale, I see deals die because there are three layers of approval nobody mapped. The SE talks to the technical evaluator, maybe the director, but the VP who actually controls the budget. They've never been in the room. This question would surface that gap immediately.
How does that work at your scale, though? Your managers aren't sitting in on calls. They're coaching their SEs from one layer removed.
That's the challenge. And honestly, most of my managers default to the pipeline tour. 8 deals in 20 minutes. Surface-level updates on all of them. They walk out feeling productive, but they didn't learn a single thing they couldn't get from the CRM.
Which is exactly why one deal, deep, beats 8 deals shallow, even at your scale. Your managers pick the one that matters most and really pull it apart.
And here's something I hadn't connected before. If you go deep on one deal consistently, the SEs start preparing differently for all their deals because they know the hard question might land on any of them.
Yes, that's the ripple effect. Go deep once, they go deeper everywhere. One of my SEs told me she now runs her own qualification check before every 1-1 because she knows I might ask the question on any deal.
That's coaching that extends beyond the meeting room. I like that a lot. One thing I'd add, end the deal section with a clear next step, owned by the SE, with a date, not we'll follow up, a specific action, a specific deadline.
And offer something in return. Is there a door I can open? An intro I should make? a conversation I need to have? That's what separates a manager from someone people actually want to work for.
All right, what's the move?
Next 1-1, skip the pipeline tour. Pick one deal, the riskiest or most strategic. Open with, why is this customer going to spend money with us? Then follow the thread. Pain chain, economic buyer, biggest risk. Go deep on one instead of shallow on eight.
And write down the next step before you leave the room. Date included.
Date included.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.